and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report, live from the broadcast studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost downtown beautiful Round Rock. It is the 7th of June, 2005. There is a story that it took me till today to find, and it was the mayors and city leaders. They're granting themselves the power to lead a global movement that will create a more sustainable way of life, was the closing message of the UN World Environment Day Summit. Have you heard about this one, ladies and gentlemen? San Francisco was the first North American city to host the annual event that drew city leaders from around the globe and culminated with the signing of the Urban Environmental Accords, a document that outlines 21 actions the cities will take in areas ranging from waste reduction to public transit and eco-friendly building. Ooh, it's a coalition. As each leader signed the accords, a grassroots movement was seemingly launched with the hopes that if the cities lead, more powerful leaders at regional and national levels would follow. Cities such as Zurich, Delhi, Jakarta, Melbourne, and Rio de Janeiro were represented. When you understand that 50% of the world's populations live in cities, and when you understand that cities consume 75% of the world's resources and occupy 2% of the landmass, then if cities change, the worlds change, said David Cadman, a Vancouver city councilor. Oh, let's put a target on this guy's backside. When the winds start blowing from a civic level, the senior levels of government will get in front of the wind and sail with it and begin to implement policies statewide, province-wide, nationally, and internationally. According to the Environmental Accords document, the signing mayors have committed to working between now and World Environment Day 2012 to try to implement the 21 actions. And that's no accident, folks. Agenda 21, 21 actions. They're so cagey. Three a year, which would include increasing the use of renewable energies, establishing policies to achieve zero waste going to landfills and incinerators, phase down sulfur levels in diesel and gasoline fuels, and use lower emission vehicles, reduce air pollution, and bring adequate access to safe drinking water to all citizens, as if we don't have that right now. Now, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, San Francisco, compared the signing of the accords to the advent of the United Nations itself, which also happened in San Francisco 60 years ago when the original 15 founding delegates signed the UN Charter. Thank you, Nancy, for coming out and showing your true colors, UN blue. I just love it. Oh, when we act at the local level, we're going to force the state and the entire country. Folks, this is what we said. The key to our governments and our survival is at the county, city, county, and state levels. And that's exactly where they're going with it right now. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let's go to these phone calls, and I have a person sitting across the table
from
me.
Yes, you do. Your worst nightmare.
And you don't know how true that really is. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John.
Hi.
You know, with these credit card companies and the banks and whatnot, isn't it true, and I could be wrong about this, when a credit card company sends you an application, postage prepaid within the United States, by the way, if you send it back, if they send you one that says, hey, okay, this thing's worth $25,000, we'll give you a credit card with that limit.
Right.
And if you do sign up with it and you contract with these individuals, they just now have $25,000 of money created out of nothing that they can put in the stock market, derivatives, whatever they want to do.
Pretty much.
That's what I thought.
They're lending you credit. That's right.
But they're creating money out of nothing, just like a mortgage company.
Well, just like the bank does. I mean, most people don't realize this. When they go down and make a deposit, say that you make $1,000 this Friday, and you walk in there with your check and you cash it and you take $900 cash out and you say, I'm going to be a smart guy and I'm going to put $100 in my savings account. Well, the bank turns around and puts that on its books as an asset and they can, what is it now, Robbie? Is it they can loan up to 12 times?
Well, I mean, you got to look at what they require to keep in the bank. I mean, I think they require to keep 2% of deposits in the bank.
And that's it.
That's it.
And the rest they can carry on a ledger. So what, what they've done was just created money out of your deposit.
Sure.
And they're loaning it back into circulation. So they're also creating the money out of nothing.
Well, what we've been doing up here in my household is anytime we get one of those, doesn't even matter if it's from a credit card company, is anybody trying to do this to us.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
And it works.
You take that envelope, you stuff it with information, you send it back to them.
I stuff it with all their information, but I cut the name out and any barcodes they got on it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus I send their own envelope back to them that they sent it in. Is no postage. And what that does, let's fill up their landfill instead of ours.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll put a stop to some of this.
Well, maybe you'll start in the mailroom. Maybe you'll start a revolution at the mailroom.
Well, I know I just told a lot of people about it, and hopefully it'll help.
Well, at least you cost them 39 cents.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this. Robbie, I one time cashed a check in a bank showing no identification whatsoever. And people, to this day, some people don't believe me. I walked into a bank. The check was drawn on their bank. I walked in, and I looked at the teller, and I said, I'd like to cash this check. And she said, well, I need identification. And I said, well, what do you need? She said, well, I need a driver's license. And I said, well, I don't have one of those. Well, you've got to have a picture ID. You've got to have a government-issued picture ID. And I said, I don't have any of that. And she laughed, and she was laughing with her fellow tellers, you know, and I became the brunt of a joke there for a few minutes. And then I said, well, I said, this check is drawn on your bank. I'm here to cash it. Why are you saying I need picture ID? I said, I can forge that. I said, here's my endorsement on the back of the check. That's my signature. And there's a camera up in the corner of your bank. You now have a picture of me. Now, it very well could be that I'm a thief, but I'm not. But you have a record now of who I am. And she just looked at me, and she called for the bank manager that was on the phone. Well, I took that opportunity to stand in a crowded bank on a Friday afternoon to explain to the fine folks in there doing banking at their facility about fractionalized reserve banking. The manager got wind of what I was doing. He couldn't get me out of there fast enough. He ordered the tellers, cash this guy's check and get him the heck out of my bank. So that's the story of me cashing a $16,000 check without using any identification. They don't like that.
No. Yeah, bankers are funny people.
Funny in what regard? Funny ha-ha? Or, yeah. Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
John. John, I wanted to talk about ghost detainees. You may have heard of them on an international basis where American forces can detain someone as an enemy combatant, even if he's an American citizen, but doing it out of the off American soil. Well, there's also this happening, an analogous effort in a big way to have ghost detainees in America. I called up a long time ago, I think it was in November, and I mentioned John in Georgia. Here's somebody who was putting together seminars on food storage and bulk food storage. It wasn't revolutionary seminars or terrorist seminars or anything like that. He's an American, white American, living in Atlanta or the Atlanta suburb, and he started seminars, and right after he started that, he got a knock on the door at night, and there was a DeKalb County law enforcement officer, state law enforcement officer, and a Homeland Security Department officer who took him away at night to a facility where he was kept in solitary for 5.5 months without rights, without habeas corpus, without... he was held incommunicado. He was never charged.
And what was his egregious crime against the state?
Well, after everything, after the period of time when he did get out and he was to go to trial. There was one little charge remaining, and that was helping a terrorist. But I think that that was in this Homeland Security Act. It was in, that was the type of charge that you would have, a very broad charge.
Sure.
In the Homeland Security Act. And I haven't been able to find out the gentleman's, the outcome of his trial, because he had still had to go to a trial in March. And I know that he was basically just left with this one charge hanging over him. And he did manage to look at the government's case, because he was a defendant, and I think he was handling it himself. And it turns out there was nothing, the case wasn't, there was nothing there. Basically, the paperwork indicated that they simply wanted to arrest him and detain him illegally to make an example of him.
Sure. And what that does is put the fear of the Homeland Security in everybody, and you're supposed to go shaking and quaking in your boots.
Mm-hmm.
If Homeland Security shows up at my front door to arrest me, they better bring some body bags with them. And it ain't going to be for me. It's going to be for them. Because I already know the sham that they're pulling with this Homeland Security. Remember when they said that this is going to be used for terrorist operations? Well, I happen to know what Homeland Security and elements of the federal government think of who potential terrorists are in this country. We can almost go back 10 years on this deal. Who's a potential terrorist in this country? Oh, that's right. If you believe in the Constitution. If you're an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment. If you go to church, you may be a cult. You know,
yeah.
So I already got a good clue of who they think the terrorists are. These are the people we used to call good patriotic Americans.
And I think that just on this very topic of what's called ghost detainees, I hadn't seen that in print until a couple of days ago. But that phrase, ghost detainees, with the things that attach to that, people held incommunicado, unacknowledged, unidentified, without rights, and held indefinitely. That's little known in the judicial community, the legal community,
right.
The media. Most people are completely unaware, and I think the judicial records are sealed with that, so that you can't even get notice of when your trial is being held.
Well, and of course, thanks for your call, Fred.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the media is not going to pick this up, and they're fully aware of this, that this is going on in this country, that people are being targeted, you know, because this is the fancy new law enforcement tool that they have, kind of like tasers for the uniformed officers. See, we don't want to get it all scuffed up and get our uniforms dirty, so we'll just zap somebody. The problem is they're zapping children and old people, and they're killing people.
They're looking for something to do.
Well,
I mean, it's a big department. There's a lot of people out there doing stuff.
Oh, I see.
So they have to do stuff.
They're practicing.
Well, sure. It's like the FBI. FBI now is creating terrorists. Because they couldn't find any, so they now create them. What?
We were talking about this last night.
It's what police states do. I mean, that's their job. They got to justify their existence. So if they can't find any real terrorists, look, FBI just spent 2 years setting up two normal Americans as terrorists. 2 years.
And all the supposed terrorist cells. And don't you like...
And these people have absolutely no connection to terrorism whatsoever, but it took them 2 years to they must probably have to find some guy who met in jail.
But don't you just love we're awash in terrorists in this country, and we needed Homeland Security.
Well, sure.
And this is the best that they can come up with? Well, what does that tell you? There's no terrorist here.
Yep.
But we got a Homeland Security. We got Patriot Act. We've torn up and shredded the Constitution. And what do you mean a speedy trial? What are you talking about? Fourth Amendment. What exactly do you mean that you want to be confronted by your accusers?
You're not allowed to see the government's evidence because it's national security.
You've seen this before, haven't
sure.
you?
Sure. This is hello, deja vu. Welcome to the real world. The only difference is, but I've said many times.
What do they call Rhodesia now? Zimbabwe?
Who cares? I shouldn't say that about my country. I love it still. But, yeah, it's set, but life moves on.
Or some semblance thereof.
Oh, some semblance.
We'll be right back, folks.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Before we get to this next call, I just want to let folks know the fine programming that was on FX last night. Robbie, when I got home, you were into almost the second part of this.
Sure.
And what was the name of the program?
It was Oil Scare or Oil Something Oil.
And the scenario of the movie was that we're vulnerable with, it was like a docudrama. And this really strange thing about this is they use Fox News talking heads for this piece right out of Austin. I recognize the faces.
Sure.
And the
it was set in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, because the Houston being right. The oil and, right. and the family was living in Austin.
But it reminded me of the fake news stories that the CIA is famous for putting out. But here is a synopsis of the story, folks, that a hurricane hits down in our Houston area or sure. down in Louisiana, that big area. But anyhow, the scenario is that it disrupts oil production or cracking.
Takes out the main oil pipeline.
Takes out the main oil pipeline, and gas prices start to go through the roof. And, of course, there's situations that are exacerbated. They said, well, there's 400 ships out here in the Gulf, and they need to get in, so they were trying to run them in. Folks, look, if we've got an energy we got oil interrupt us here. The ships carrying the crude would get priority, but they had to cook up all kinds of different scenarios. But the bottom line was that gas went up to, what, $8 a gallon?
Yep. And America shut down.
Now, the funny thing about this, now TNT will do this. They'll run movies and they'll run them back to back. Once the movie ends, they start the movie up again. I have never seen FX run this, and they had a program in between them called The Shield.
Yeah,
what a piece of work that was.
Yes, yes.
But at any rate, they replayed the movie, and I understand it even played on Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I got an email that said, hey, I saw this movie on Sunday night. You may want to catch it. And I didn't pay any attention to it, and I was just channel surfing, and I came across it. I actually thought it was a news story. That's the way it came over. It was like a news story, and it was talking about how Americans had been captured in Saudi Arabia, and oil workers had been captured in a mall.
And of course, the extremists took over the Saudi oil fields, turned off the switch, no more oil flowing.
Well, look, I mean, we've I can understand some people will say, well, the movie was about was an environmental theme because they were talking about how vulnerable we are to fossil fuels and how we need to obviously find a way to wean ourselves off on dependency of foreign oil. And that's all fair and good. It could well have been, made under those guises. But the fact is, it also hit on another point because 3 weeks ago, and this is the strangest thing, The Saudi king, with Fahd, I think his name is, the one that came here to see Bush. Well, it was reported that he died, or he was gravely ill. He rushed him to hospital. That was when oil was like $48 a barrel. Just with that news, the price of oil went over $50 a barrel. And you've also, there's stories out there that say that because the Saudi family has such a not a firm grip on Saudi Arabia and its peoples, that they have a doomsday plan themselves, where they have wired all the major oil fields in Saudi Arabia, if they should lose the country, to sabotage all the oil fields. I mean, even something like that, if it were to happen, in and of itself would be catastrophic. I mean, of epic proportion. And, there was a lot that could be said for this movie. I mean, it gave you a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, but
I mean, there's a lot of variables, because last night it wasn't a terrorist thing that caused this. It was a hurricane.
It was a hurricane. Yeah.
And then I went and I looked at the hurricane prediction for 2005 from the weather, and they have a 70% chance of severe hurricane activity this year, much higher than it was last year. Remember, last year we got three of those. They actually predict about 16 hurricanes, of which they say about three or five of them are going to be dangerous. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, well... The,
and besides that, let me just say this.
All right.
And let me say why, and I know somebody's going to take me wrong when I say this, but I was watching that movie and I was seeing how utterly devastated the country became when it ground to a halt, no deliveries, empty stores in the convenience and grocery stores and no food and anarchy and chaos and rioting and pillaging and all this kind of stuff. I actually thought, if that actually happens, it would be a good thing. And it would be a good thing in that it would simply wake up a lot of people to what has been going on for such a long period of time. And finally, these people will realize that they've been lied to for so long.
That is.
Not only by the politicians, but also
that is if they have the time to even think.
Well, sure. But then again, I think it would be a serious wake-up call.
Well, and chaotic situations is not the most conducive environment in which to want to learn and search out what the real truth is.
Well, so
you're going to be too busy CYOB
in
there.
It's like a drunk. I mean, a drunk doesn't understand he's got a problem until he hits that brick wall.
No, I understand that.
We're living in this Wally world.
In this scenario, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it was not mentioned. We're too dependent on foreign oil sources. And, the United States is pumping less out of the ground than we did last year or 5 years ago. But the one thing that they did not mention, of course, they did mention the Iraq deal, but they didn't mention, that's right, Prudhoe Bay.
I'm
with 200 years of reserve of oil that folks, we wouldn't have to worry about it until we
switch. But you see, you controlled it.
All right. Well, you can now. Well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Rick in Tennessee, you're up next.
Yes, John. I just wanted to compliment you on always an outstandingly good show, as your guest, Robbie Noel, also runs.
He abandoned me. He's writing an order for gold for somebody.
Well, either way.
How rude.
No.
I'm just teasing.
But I wanted to compliment you both on running an outstandingly good show. Him, his show, and you, yours, respectively. And certainly whenever you get together for one show, it's outstandingly good.
Well, Robbie's a good guy because he brings a perspective to his program and to this network that it's not always available. I mean, this guy lived in Rhodesia. He left Rhodesia in 1979, and he saw a lot of the things happening there that are now happening in this country.
Yes.
And to him, it's depressing, and I've been slapping him around about every day now because he keeps going, oh gosh, here we go again. And I keep telling him, well, Robbie, this is not Rhodesia. And here, at least we have a semblance of a structure left. At least we have some, in some people's brains, we still have memory of what things used to be. And we have something else that Rhodesia never had. It was a constitution guaranteeing the government to stay out of our affairs. I mean, it was very well spelled out by the founders. Yeah, it had a few holes in it, but see, this is what they didn't have, and this is what America had. And this is why America was great, because we had a form of government that was supposed to stay out of people's way. And they had certain duties to perform, and they stopped doing that and got into everything else. So it's a different scenario, and I don't think it's going to be hard. I really don't. And I'm now convincing Robbie of this, that we have a real, and I mean a real, chance of getting this country back. Take a look at what's happening in Europe right now. They're thumbing their nose to the globalist.
Yes, and also, not only are the four South American countries, among which are some of the biggest, thumbing their nose at the FTAA. But you remember the uprising in Chiapas back in the early 90s, or back about 96?
What was it now?
The great uprising in Chiapas, the peasant farmers, the Indians, the natives.
Yes.
You know what that was about, don't you?
Yeah, it was about the government dealing with the United States, buying product from the United States, and basically running them out of a position in the market, but more importantly, off of their land itself.
Basically, it was about NAFTA being approved because they knew that's what would happen.
Yeah.
They were protesting NAFTA. That was when NAFTA was still in the offing.
2 years afterwards. That's right.
And
don't think for a minute that that message did not get to the rest of the Central American countries. And I'm not talking about the governments, because they've sold out. The people. That message struck home with them.
And, John, I've talked with you before, as well as with Robbie and others. I'm a frequent caller to a lot of the shows. But there are some things that we as Americans need to do that would, I won't say it would bring our standard of living up, but it would put more life in our living and also make us more independent as a people. Because to most people, standard of living means materialism. To me, it means freedom. So so we define standard of living differently.
And you know what? You struck on a good point. Robbie just rejoined us. You struck on a good point, because Americans have this tendency to believe, you know, we're in this matrix of manufacturing and consumerism and all this other stuff. And we have equated our life success with how many toys that we, you know, you've heard the saying, those who end up with the most toys win. Well,
yeah, he who dies with the most toys.
Yeah, there you go. But it was not always that way. You know, and I do not, I for the life of me, I do not understand somebody's quest for just riches. That has got to be the most hollow existence. We were talking about Mr. Rhodes of Rhodesia.
Yes.
That
yes, we were.
He made his first fortune at the age of 30. Unfortunately, died at what, about 50?
Yeah, he was in his first, but that was life expectancy. And
yeah, but the point is that he was able to spend.
And he was a sickly guy to begin with.
Well, he was sickly in more ways than one. But he only got to enjoy the wealth that he manipulated and stole for only 20 years. And he was a very mean, a very unsettled man.
Then chances are he did not enjoy it for that period.
I'm sorry, what did you say, caller?
Then chances are he did not enjoy it for that period. He simply had it.
Yeah, and what's the quest for people that have money? They want more. Well, this is part and parcel of some of the problems here with people and what their priorities are in life. And what's happening to people, and I say this all the time, what's happening to people is they're being squeezed. They don't know exactly how they're being squeezed, but they know that they got less on their plate today. And if you start taking piecemeal, crumb by crumb, bit by bit off of somebody's plate, they're not going to be like they were when they had their full plate and they were contented. But the difference is they don't know why there's less on their plate right now. All they know is they're going into reaction mode and protection mode. And it's bringing out the worst element in them. And they don't recognize this. Not yet, anyhow.
Mm-hmm. I respect Robbie and his egg beater he was talking about earlier.
Hey,
he used to get a few more toys like that because they were extremely useful.
Oh, sure. I mean, that was when Made in America meant something.
They tear you from the system and enable you to actually do something with your own muscles.
Yep.
Chris Roberts, while you were gone, we were talking about you, but it was all good.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
In case your ears were burning, we wanted you to know why.
I get used to abuse.
But anyway, one book that your good listeners, if they're so inclined as to read and to think, that they would enjoy is by Herbert L. Rausch. Bert Rausch, he's up in Ohio, Belpre, Ohio. But right now, the one who reprinted that book is Pathway Publications, LaGrange, Indiana. It's an Amish printing house, but it's called Henry and the Great Society. If you've never heard of it, or if you have heard of it, it is an excellent book, John, about the encroachments of government, or more especially materialism, in the people's lives, and how contented a person can be simply sitting back and enjoying life, working hard, but owing no one.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, thanks for your call, Rick.
Have a good one.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Robbie, people are not getting it. They're being stressed in so many different ways, but they don't know where this pressure is coming from. And this is one of the psychological things that is weighing heavily on a lot of people, but yet they don't recognize. You know, you've ever been bugged by something and you don't know what's bugging you?
No, never happened to me.
Never happened to you?
Yeah.
I can believe that. What
happens
your...
to me every day since I've been here.
Oh,
God. Can't figure out what's this thing that's bugging me.
Okay.
He comes in about 9:30 each morning.
Yeah. Well, come on now. You go to...
Why?
I've been keeping you up because you're usually retired by 9 or 9:30.
Easy.
And you're up at 3 in the morning for whatever reason, I don't know. You know, the world, the birds aren't even thinking about waking up for another 2 hours, okay? But there you are.
6 hours, I'm good.
Well, okay, fine. But, you know, you really aren't a whole lot of fun come 8, 9 o'clock at night.
I'm not fun pretty much even during the best part of the day. I'm just a grumpy old man.
I have never seen anybody revel in their misery as much as this guy does and enjoy it. So this is the guy that you want to call up and buy gold from, right?
Well, nobody's calling. Nobody wants to buy gold. You see, this is an amazing thing. Nobody wants to buy gold at $400. They start thinking about it when gold gets to like $450. When gold starts knocking on the door $500, the phones will be ringing off the hook. And you have to ask yourself, why? I can't explain it. It's just the insanity.
Well, that,
what we deal with. To me,
that would be the analogy to that would be, okay, I'm going to go buy a car, and I know the price of that car. They're running a special this week, but I know the price of that car is going to be higher next week. But I'm not going to go buy the car until next week.
Well, sure. And look, the majority of people didn't buy Yahoo stock until it was over $200. They sat and they watched it go from $50 to $250.
But
then,
why? But
then
why?
They went, okay, it's a good buy now. Yeah,
it's always been a good buy.
Goodbye house, goodbye car, goodbye wife.
That's not funny, but it's fun. But you know, you're exactly right, and I do not understand.
Well, it's this tendency. We always tend to buy at the top and sell at the bottom. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to buy at the top and sell.
I know, but it's just this weird phenomena thing.
Because
the day you buy something, the next day it's always cheaper.
Look, Maggie, you hang on 1 second because I know you wanted to comment the movie we were just talking about, but hang on here a second because I'm trying to gain a greater appreciation and understanding of people's thinking. Who are typically the people, let's break them down into two groups.
Right.
Who are typically the two different groups that are buying gold and for what reason?
I would say that the majority of people... Who these are the smart people. They buy a little bit of gold on a consistent basis, as opposed to just one big purchase, which is, I mean, that's fair and fine. But really, I think as more and more people realize, it's those people that actually get the gold in their hands. I mean, as you'll notice at Republic Trading, a large majority of people who buy will call up and rebuy as soon as they get the product in their hands. Because gold speaks to you when you put it in your hand. I mean, you know you're holding real value. You can feel it. You can touch it.
There's something really magical about it.
Sure, and it always has been. Talking about gold is a tough thing. People don't You know,
it's so expensive. I mean, it's $400 for a lousy ounce of it.
But
they're not.
We got coins for $95.
Well, look, they're not looking long term here, though.
No, they don't want they. Most people are optimistic in their outlooks, and they really don't want to see, you know, the gas lines and $8 gasoline and anarchy and riots and what they don't want to see. Because it's we've got enough problems to deal with on a daily basis with our personal lives without having to worry about, you know, all that other stuff. I mean, so I can see a lot of people say, well, you know, let's hope it doesn't happen. Well, what gold is gold is insurance against that. If it does happen, you've got something.
Not if.
That, well, it's a, yeah, sure, it's a matter of when.
It is a matter of when. Let me take this call because she's been holding on for about 15 minutes. I want to take her call and I want to get into a little bit more about this because, you know, I don't quite understand it. For I've been telling people for 10 years when I didn't have a vested interest in doing so, only to see people survive. I've been telling them for 10 years, hey, you're thinking about buying that boat? Don't buy it this year. If you're still around, you're still making the money, buy it next year. But take this year. Take your vacation money, go to grandma's house instead of flying down to Aruba and maybe getting kidnapped. Take that money and buy yourself some gold. And once you purchase that, a lot of people, the reason I ask you, you know, two different groups, there are people out there that will buy gold and speculate with it and banking on it going up. And if you've got enough money, I mean, cripe, if you got $1 million,
well, sure.
You buy gold at $400 and it goes to $450 an ounce, you've made a pretty little penny off your investment. But we're talking about survival, and I've always advocated that people buy the gold and then put it away. Forget that you even have it.
Oh,
don't
sure.
ever think about selling it.
That's
Forget
why,
that it's there.
That's why I say there's two different people. I mean, there are the people that buy on a regular basis, irrespective of where the price is,
because right.
they understand the value.
Let's go to Margie in Alabama that she saw the same movie we were just talking about. Hello, Margie.
Hello.
Hi.
Boy, you men can really talk up a storm.
Yeah, well, we're just two old grumpy men.
I've noticed.
He can speak
like
for himself.
I like your attitude, Robbie. I do.
I'm just a
and
mean
I'm
guy.
I'm sorry that you had to go through what you had to go through and then come over here and go through the same thing. That show really made me a little angry, and the reason why was nobody was helping anybody.
Yeah.
And it showed that we really can't do anything as people. The government's going to do what the government's going to do.
And we're beholden to them, and we're plugged into their matrix. When
yes.
they do an oversight or a planned agenda, guess who suffers, and there's not a doggone thing we can do about it.
Right. And then I moved down here from Alaska. I used to work up there at Prudhoe Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we don't own Prudhoe Bay. British Petroleum does.
Yeah, and they ship the oil to China.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
to Japan.
We don't get Alaska oil here.
You know, I must say something about the movie. I remember there was a part. You said they weren't helping anybody, but remember there was that scene where guys were moving and they were moving back to their parents' house,
right?
Because they said, "Look, if we you know we're all in
well,
this
we have
together,
that now.
Yeah."
I mean, we have a lot of people moving in. I mean. I talked to a lot of people, you know, during my travels from Alaska down here and things, and people have been doing that for a while. But with the immigration, the way it's been with the Mexicans and the problems that we're having now, really, it's, you know, going to be quite an interesting future we have, in
oh,
my
cool.
opinion.
Oh, listen,
but I
before...
wanted to ask you a question. If there is no oil... and the supermarkets are bare, what does the gold do for you?
Well,
and
gold,
if I have gold,
right.
where would I cash it in order to buy something to eat or to buy the oil?
Good question.
Well, you got to understand, first of all, gold is just like any other currency that you have.
Now, I do have some. I mean,
okay.
It's not like I haven't tried to prepare these last few years.
All right, well, Maggie, let him answer your question.
Okay.
First of all, you've got to understand less than 1% of Americans actually own physical gold and silver. So Are we ever going to come to a point where the only people with gold and silver are going to be the people that are going to be able to eat? The answer to that is no. Quite simply because of the fact, as I said, you know, less than 1% of people own physical gold. So there's not a lot of people that will be demanding gold. As a matter of fact, the majority survey that was done a couple of years ago when the Sacagawea dollar came out, 60% of people actually thought there was gold in the Sacagawea dollar, which blew my mind. Which just goes to show you how, you know, obviously naive the public is about the value of gold. But gold in and of itself, if we are talking as they were last night, and they didn't touch the subject, I wonder why, when they were talking about oil at $125 a barrel. Trust me, if oil goes to $125 a barrel, gold will be trading at $5,000 an ounce. And gold is the most liquid asset on the face of the earth. In other words, you can exchange gold for whatever prevailing currency you want.
Yeah, say that she's got 10 ounces of gold and it's now worth $50,000. What does she do?
Well, she turns it into a gold dealer, not a bank. Banks don't deal in gold. Because gold dealers, we don't, as dealers, we don't care what the price is. I mean, people say, well, when gold goes to $5,000 an ounce, will you have the money to pay me for it? Of course we will. I mean, it's just a simple matter of exchange, because we are never, it doesn't matter to us whether gold's $400 an ounce or $4,000 an ounce.
But, okay, just say, for instance, that somebody needs a roof job on their house and it's going to run $5,000. Well, if that ounce of gold is trading at $5,000 an ounce,
you may want to offer the roofer, you want to do, may I'll give you an ounce of gold, or simply you just call up a gold dealer and he'll exchange it for the prevailing Federal Reserve notes.
But in her question, she is wondering, you know, I can't eat the gold, what am I going to be able to do with it? But you're saying that that is a commodity, you'll always be able to sell it.
Yeah, but you've also got to look at real world circumstances of what happens when banks shut down. And for instance, what happens that case that they showed you in that movie last night of how America would look at $8 a gallon gasoline, trust me, there's a country called Zimbabwe that's going through exactly that same thing as we speak.
Yes, I know.
And we've witnessed it in South American countries over the last few years, Brazil, Argentina, where banks closed, people couldn't get their money. What happens in that is that things that you take for granted every day attain a currency value. In other words, that scraggly little chicken running around your backyard was a scraggly little chicken one day, and the next day he was a tradable commodity.
Amen. I was just wondering about that, and then when I was talking to my mother, she lived through the Depression.
Sure.
And they took the gold.
Oh, yeah.
From her father. He came over from Greece, and he had gold, and they took it. And so, you know, it was a little scary for her when I told her that it was time for us to buy some of this stuff, and she brought up, you know, back then.
Well, if you're talking about the Gold Confiscation Act of 1933, you've got to understand people were allowed to retain $100 in gold. It's not as though they confiscated all the gold. It was a voluntary recall.
Okay.
And she didn't
remember that part. And
well,
she was
yeah,
just
no,
child.
No, some people, but no, they didn't come around and take your gold away from you.
Okay, she thought they did.
No, she remembered her dad. Not at all.
The show the other night was just, it was like in my face.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the TV faster than I was talking to my mother, and I'd get mad and stomp my feet and I'd say, you know, things.
Yeah, and that anger, I'm sure, came
so
out of
real.
Your...
And
I'm
then
sure,
the Russian part bothered
Maggie,
the heck out of me.
Maggie, I'm sure that part of your anger there was the futility and the helplessness that you expressed earlier, that, you know, we're plugged into this matrix that we really can't seem to make a difference about.
No, we can't.
Well, but that is for right now. See, the one thing that I keep reminding people of, just as the people in Europe have finally sniffed out that they've been had, and they're not voting in the EU Constitution, and they're talking about dumping the euro and going back to their own currencies, these people have figured it out. Here in America, this reality has not yet set in with people. They don't even know whose game this is and what rules they're playing by. But it will happen here in America if only we as good people, you and everybody who listens to this broadcast and every God-fearing patriotic, really patriotic American, decides to roll up his sleeves and tell our fellow Americans, hey, this is the scam, this is how we've been duped, and you know what? We are not powerless.
And then where do you go?
What do you mean, then where do we go?
Now, I go out, and I say things, and I got my kids, and I got my neighbors, and I'm running around at the stores, and I make my wise cracks, which I do, and, you know, here we are.
All right.
I mean, here we are. We're right here now. And I call the Congress, and I call the president, and
well, don't call your congressman,
petition.
And don't call your president.
Well,
get some real information into these people. Quit with the one-liners and put some real information into these people's hands, or lead them to some place that they can get some real information, and trust that that person you're talking to is not brain dead, and that they really do love America, and they really do want to see a change. But first, they got to find out how they've been duped first.
Well,
and once you fire up that individual, Maggie, I'm telling you, the lights never go out on that front porch. There's always somebody home after that. Maggie,
right,
we got to run.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Now, we only have a few minutes left.
Thankfully.
I want you to, folks out there, if you've been considering buying any gold, I want you to totally make Robbie Noel's day miserable. I want him in this place till 10 o'clock tonight writing orders. And I'll tell you how you get a hold of him. 800-724-2719. And what's your extension, Robbie?
117.
Your extension is 117. And as a matter of fact, I don't want you going back to Arizona. I want you staying right here because I think you're wasting your time out there in Arizona in the desert looking at roadrunners and cacti and, oh, gosh, you know, it's just so depressing.
It is because it's a palatial estate that I live in.
It's still an apartment and you're still looking at a desert.
For me, small things in life are palatial.
Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks. I just beeline called in as soon as you started answering that woman. And this is a less attractive but very important point. When the Keynesian spend yourselves to prosperity merry-go-round comes grinding to its inevitable halt and that collapse happens, everyone is going to lose the economies of scale that they that contribute to their standard of living. So the only people you're going to trade that basically is by barter, not exactly barter since you're the transferring a form of currency with the gold, but it does most certainly mean you're not going to suffer near as badly as the folks that don't have the gold, and you're only going to trade with those that who are smart enough to take it.
Well, yes. Look, the market's always going to be there for gold. I mean, it's...
You know, yeah, but I mean...
Gold is always going to be priced somewhere in the world as an indication of dollar value, as it always has been.
Well, you're either going to be trading your wheelbarrows full of dollar bills or you're going to be trading that little piece of gold, and you're not going to be trading it at as high a loss as those who are trading those dollar bills, and God bless you all.
Okay, and also, folks, don't forget, when there are depressions or severe recessions, it is a buyer's market. But what are you going to have to purchase anything with? Are you going to be able to pay off your mortgage if gold goes up to $5,000 an ounce? I would pretty much say, yeah, if you have a few coins laying around. And this is the beauty of it. It never loses its value. Do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Make Robbie smile today. 800-724-2719, extension 117. If he's on the line, your message will go into voicemail, and he'll get back to you right away. This guy's not going back to Arizona. I'm salvaging Robbie Noel. I'm going to do a life transformation thing. By the way, Robbie, I don't know if you know it, we got crews picking up your furniture in Phoenix right now and being put into storage. You have no place to go home. This is your home now in Central Texas. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opt down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.